This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. A book was published in the early 80s, a book of photographs called Rich and Poor. Over several years, Jim Goldberg took portraits in San Francisco of people from both classes in the houses, apartments, and hotel rooms where they lived. Goldberg got his subjects to write on those portraits, to react to them, the way they looked, the way they felt, and that handwritten text makes each image even more powerful. Rich and Poor had been out of print since 1985, but Goldberg, who's been digitizing all his photos, redesigned the book, expanded it, and now it's available again. Jim joins us now. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
I wonder if you could take me back to the mid-70s when you started this project and tell me a bit about how it came about, how you decided to do this.
I actually made this work as a way to apply to graduate school here in San Francisco. Uh-huh. I had been photographing people in transient hotels in the Mission District, decided to have them write on the photographs. And I used the combination of text and image as a way to apply to graduate school and get in, actually. But in doing this work, I was interested in looking at the ways that we speak, you know, about wealth and poverty. Most economics is descriptive. You know, it comes from the outside. But when I was first doing Rich and Poor, a lot of the work that was being done, especially documentary photography or photojournalism and the like, was that way too. So I certainly wanted to open up the discussion and ask interesting questions about how discussions of wealth and poverty are framed and the language that's used to describe them and who gets to use that language.
I was struck looking through the section on the poor at how many of these subjects thanked you or expressed their affection or love for you. What was your relationship like with them? Did you keep in touch with them throughout those 8 years?
I'm thinking because many of them disappeared over that period of time. So as much as I would try to be present in their lives, they would have to move on or disappear or go to prison or die. I mean, not to be dramatic, but that the life of the poor is somewhat dramatic in that sense. Whereas the wealthy were, as I became more established as an artist, our worlds tend to coincide more. So I would see them at openings or at museums or they would collect my work. So it was an interesting contradiction.
Bridging these two chapters, if you will, the two sections, let's say, are a series of photographs. There's at least one wealthy person and then often his servant or his maid. And here, as you talk about the text, that these are some of the most illuminating ones for me because you have the wealthy person writing and then the poor employee writing as well. I bring this up because I wonder about the degree to which the poor talked about the rich and the rich talked about the poor when you were photographing them. Was there an awareness, I suppose an aspirational awareness that many of the poor subjects had? Was there any sort of awareness among the rich subjects that you photographed?
I think it's really easy to characterize the poor as always wanting what the rich have and the rich as being uncaring about the poor. Mm. I mean, that may be true for some, but not all. I think that the poor, most of them just wanted a life that in which they could have a home and a place of security. And the rich who had that security and had that home were dealing with other kinds of issues of, you know, raising families and investments and all those things that are, you know, that the poor didn't have a chance to deal with. And so I'm hesitant to say that the rich were oblivious to what was going on around them, but certainly the places that they live and they shop and they travel in often allows them not to see what's going on in the have-nots of the city.
Let me ask you what San Francisco wealth was like in the 70s and 80s. I think, you know, since then we've had such a boom in tech wealth. It's a younger wealth. It's
sure.
A newer wealth. For so long, the wealth in San Francisco was old money. I mean, there are folks that you photograph who say they were born into wealth. They know nothing else besides it. Mm-hmm. These were people who had streets named after them. Maybe you can just talk a bit about the distinction or that change between, old money and new money, for lack of better terms.
Well, in a sense, some could say, and this may be debatable, that the wealthy look poor compared to where they are now. I mean, they had automatic door openers, but they didn't have the cell phones and the computers and the technology that's allowed people to have more leisure time in their lives. There is something that's as if because the income gap has grown exponentially between the wealthy and the poor, I think the wealthy now, because there's so much more money around, are able to exhibit or show their wealth in ways that the wealthy of the past could not. But that's my observation as a visual person.
Jim Goldberg is a photographer in San Francisco. We were talking about his book, Rich and Poor. Jim, thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.